Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Me'ila, Perik, Gimel, Mishnah, Zayin. More on the list of things where the halacha is, you now have enough from it, although there is no Me'ila, the Araisa. Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Shar She'ilan, Shalhedyit. We have the roots of a tree that's Shalhedyit. Shalhedyit means not Hegdish. But Ba'in, these roots come into Bishal Hegdish. Roots spread underneath the ground. The roots of a regular person's tree. Hedyet means a regular person. Like there's a Kayan Gadol, a Kayan Hedyet. The Mishnah says, Alti birchas Hedyet, kalabeinecha, even the bracha of a simple person should not be easy in your eyes. You never know whose bracha is going to work at a given point. So there's Hegdish and Hedyet. Shar she'ilin, the roots of a Hedyet person, shall Hedyet. I have a private field. Right next to me is a Hegdish field. But the problem is that my roots of my tree bayin bishal Hegdish. It extends underneath the ground into the Hegdish field. Up until 16 amos, it's called my tree. 16 amos or less. And therefore, even though the roots are in the Hegdish field, it's not Hegdish over there. The other way around, bishal Hegdish bayin bishal Hegdish. What if there's a tree on the Hegdish field and the roots of the Hegdish tree spread into my field. And it's more than 16 amos from the Hegdish field into my field. That root, if I were to follow it, it's more than 16 amos. So in both cases, loina hen of a loima ali. Now I don't have any enough from the roots. Can't take it, let's say, and use it to throw into my fireplace. But if I do use it, there's no me'ila. Let's look at these two cases separately. Where my roots go into the Hegdish, because there's 16 ames or less, even though it's in Hegdish, it's still considered part of my tree. And my tree is not Hegdish. So there's no Me'ila. Where the Hegdish roots are coming into my field, and it's more than 16 ames, so they're no longer considered part of the Hegdish tree, because it's more than 16 ames. So even though the tree belongs to Hegdish, but there's still no Me'ila. We have a spring. Now what this means is, I have a field. There's a well over there. The water's coming out of my field. But it goes through a field of Hegdish. And then it leaves the field of Hegdish. So it's a mayan. Not allowed enough from this water. But there's no mila, because really it's chulin water. It's coming out of a hedyet field. Why can I not have any hanoah? Marasai. People see, oh, Hegdish field. He's taking the water from a Hegdish field. They don't analyze to see where the water is coming from, where it's... We have to be careful what people think. Now, we're going to talk about an interesting halacha. We know that on Sukkot, there was nisach hamayim on the Mizbeach. Every single one of the 7 days of Sukkot, they filled up a golden jug, which was a klisharis that was special for this avoida, with the water from a special spring, the Meina Shalayach, which is near Yerushalayim. And they would bring this jug to the Beis HaMikdash, and they would pour the water from this keli. Now you can't do it on Shabbos, because you can't carry on Shabbos from one rishos to the other. So what did they do for the Shabbos day of Sukkot? Because there was always one day that was Shabbos. This was done for 7 days. So they would fill it up Erev Shabbos. But not with the regular Tzlachis Shel Zav, that's a klisharis. Once you pour it in that, it would become Pasul Belina for spending the night without having poured it on the Mizbeach. So Erev Shabbos, they would fill it up with a keli, a golden keli that was not a klisharis. This way, it doesn't go up to Kedushas HaGuf, where it would become Pasul Belina. They would fill it up from the same Mea Shalayach, this spring near Yerushalayim. And they would leave it in a special room in the Beis HaMikdash till tomorrow. On Shabbos, they would pour it into the Tzlecha Shel Zav, the golden jug. Now it gets Kedushas HaGuf, and it's poured on the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah, Hamayim Shebekat Shel Zav. We're talking about the water in this jug, the first golden jug, which is not a klisharis, but we use this Erev Shabbos because we can't put it into a klisharis yet. With that water, loy neheni, now I'll have enough from it. But if you do v'loy me'alin, there's no me'ila. Why can't you have enough of it? Look, Lemaisa, it was filled up with Tzarcha Kodesh. You want you to have some respect for it. But the Sonei Batzloiches, when they put it into the Tzloiches, which was the special jug that's a Kli Shareis for Nisach HaMayim, and now it gets Kedusha. Now it gets up to a whole different level of Kedusha. Now it's called Kodshei Hashem. And therefore, if someone's going to use it for his own benefit, Mayalam Ben, there is Me'ila. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Rava, these are the Aravais, that they would put up against the side of the Mizbeach, like we learned in Masech Tesukah. Loi Neheni, not supposed to have enough of it, but Loi Me'alam Ben. There's no Me'ila if you use it. It doesn't have that kind of a Kedusha. But it's standing in for the mitzvah. You're not supposed to use it for your own benefit. Rabbi Eliezer Rav Tzadik, Rabbi Eliezer Rav Tzadik says, even before the Yerava went up on the side of the Mizbeach, Noisen Hayim Yemen HaZakenim, the Chachamim, would take a chelik of these Aravais, and they would put it B'Luveim in their Lulav, together with this completed their set. They had the Hadassim, the Lulav, and now these Aravais. I am not supposed to use it. Using it for a mitzvah. And there's a rule, mitzvah is lav lahanas nitnu. A mitzvah is not called having hanah from something. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah here. The roots of the tree of a field. I have a field and my roots spread into the Hegdash. I have a neighboring Hegdash field and it went in up until 16 amlais, even though it's in the Hegdash field. The din is not supposed to have enough mitzvah, it's in the Hegdash field, but there's no me'il. Because it's still considered coming from my tree. If the tree is in the Hegdash field and the roots come into my field, so more than 16 amos, same halacha, it's technically no longer considered part of the Hegdash tree. Still, you're not supposed to have enough from it, but there's no meal. Suppose I have a wellspring that starts, the water's coming out of the earth in my field. It goes through a field of Hegdash. So someone's not going to understand. He sees you taking water from a field of Hegdash. Doesn't realize the water is not coming from this, just passing through. So therefore, Chazal said, to start with, you shouldn't have enough. But there's no me'ila. When it leaves the field of Hegdash into another field, then you even l'chatchila, allowed to have enough from it. Then we spoke about Nisach HaMayim HaSukkos. So normally the water is taken from the Me'ah Shaloich, it's placed into a golden jug, and they bring it with great simcha, that's, like we said, the simcha space of She'eva and Sukkos, and it's poured on the Mizbeach. But that golden jug is a Kli Sharis. So on Shabbos is a problem. You can't carry on Shabbos. And if you would put it into this Tzloiches, which is a Kli Sharis Erev Shabbos, it would become Pasul Belina that night. And we can't pour it yet Friday night. So what they would do is they would first pour it into a different jug. That other jug was not a Kli Sharis. They would take it Friday, put it into the other jug. Shabbos, they would pour it into the Tzloiches, which was a Kli Sharis. What if someone took the water from that other jug? Not supposed to, but there's no Me'ila. The Arava that they put up on the side of the Mizbeach, not supposed to use it, but there's no Me'ila. Rav Elazar of Tzadik says that even before they were placed against the sides of the Mizbeach, the Zakenim would place them into their Lulavim. They would tie them together with the Lulav and Hadassim. And being that this is a mitzvah, it's not called having Hana, because the rule is mitzvah is lav lahanis nitnu. Using something for a mitzvah is not called having personal Hana from it.